Now then, first thing I have now this morning is I have four socks. Two of which at least are perfectly clean. And in each sock there is an object. Mm-hmm. There's one. There's two. Three and four. Now, would anybody like to come and help me first this morning? Anybody like to come and help me this morning? Ben, thank you, you're one. Laura, two. Anyone else? Joe, thank you. Are Catherine or Sophie going to come? So half. No, Sophie's not. Catherine, you're a big girl now after your birthday, aren't you? So, well, we'll start off with three, and of course we can always involve others, can't we? And Uncle Stan sitting just in front of me. Now then, what do you expect me to be doing with these next, Ben? What do you think I'm going to ask you to do next?
Pull the object out.
I might pull the object out and then we'd see it, wouldn't we? Yeah, I could pull the object out. What else could I ask you to do, Joan?
I'll have to go with Ben's answer.
Yeah? Right. Well, if I tell you I'm not going to pull the objects out, what do you think I'm going to do next? If I'm not going to pull them out so that you can't see them, what am I going to do? Put them on. No, I'm not going to put the socks on. What am I going to do with these objects? Do you know what the objects are, first of all? Why don't you know? How else could you find out if you can't see them, Ben, and I'm not going to get them out? We could cut the sock open. Has it been like this all week? Can't see them. How else can we find out what's in the sock? We could put our hand in, couldn't we? We could feel them. Okay? Which is sometimes what we do, is, you know, Friday night and Saturday night we play this game, we hang up socks and the youngsters come along and have a few seconds to feel. But I'm not going to do that this morning either. I want you to choose an adult who you trust here this morning. You pick an adult that you trust this morning to tell you the truth. An adult, when you come out this morning, I want you to tell the truth. I shouldn't have to tell you that, you should do it anyway, but who are you going to pick? Go on, Joe, you pick. Who are you going to pick? There you go, Mark, well done. A good choice. A good choice, somebody you can trust. Come and stand here, Mark, if you don't mind. Okay, Mark, I want you to hold that. I don't want you to look at it. I want you to tell them what's in there. You can hold it. You can feel it. What's in there, do you think, Mark?
I think it's a peg.
A peg? Okay. What about that one, Mark?
Spoon.
Spoon. What about that one, Mark?
Pen.
Pen? He's good, Dawn, isn't he? Last one?
Scissors.
Scissors, okay. What's in this one, Mark?
Scissors.
Scissors, okay. What's in there, do you think, Ben?
Scissors.
Scissors. What's in there, do you think, Joe?
Scissors.
Laura? Scissors. Oh, they believe you. Good. What about this one here? What's that one, Mark?
Pen.
Now, do you believe... What's in there, Ben?
Pen.
Pen. What's in there, Joe?
Pen.
What's in there, Laura? Very good. Okay. What about this one here? Mark, what's in that one there?
That was a spoon.
Spoon. Yeah. What's in there, Laura? What's in there, Joe?
Spoon.
What's in there?
Can I feel it?
No. I'll give you £10 to say no, but I won't... Okay. You want to feel it, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well... You believe it's a, what was it, spoon, yeah? Spoon, you say spoon?
Yeah.
What about you?
It doesn't look like anything.
Right, okay. So you're a bit doubting this morning. I'm very pleased about that. What about that one there, Mark?
That's the peg.
That's the peg. What's in there, do you think, Laura? Peg? Joe?
Yeah.
Peg? Ben?
Nothing in there.
Nothing in there. Okay, fantastic. Would you like to go and sit down a minute? Thanks ever so much, Mark. It's been absolutely brilliant, that. Now then, nobody's seen... But Mark, as a truthful man, has felt, and he's declared what's in there, and Laura's believed every time. And Joe has believed his dad every time, and Ben brilliantly has said, I want to feel for myself. I want to touch. Who does that remind you of in the Bible? Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Just like Thomas, isn't it? You see, it was enough that Mark said, I know what's in here. He could have looked in and seen and said, I know what's in there, it's so and so. And we can either believe or we can say, well, unless I do it for myself, I shan't believe. If we turn to John chapter 20, let's just have a look at John's Gospel in chapter 20 this morning. Ben said, I want to touch, I want to feel for myself. That's exactly what Thomas said, wasn't it? In John's Gospel in chapter 20 and verse 19, we read of what we looked at together last Sunday morning. It was the evening of that first resurrection day, and Jesus came and stood in the midst of the disciples, and Thomas wasn't there. And of course all the other disciples then went and told Thomas. They said, we've seen the Lord. And Thomas said in verse 25, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. It wasn't enough that he'd heard what others had seen. He didn't believe what they'd said. And Jesus, of course, appears a week later, and we're a week after Easter today as well, aren't we? And Jesus says to Thomas in verse 27, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Now, none of us here this morning have seen the Lord Jesus Christ. None of us have put our finger into his side or into the nails were. But these disciples here saw him. And they've written it down for us. And it is enough that God has said that these things are true. It's enough that John has written that this is true. It's enough that Thomas has said, my Lord and my God. They saw and believed. But we can know the blessedness of which John speaks when he says that even though we haven't seen, yet we can believe. And it's simply a matter of, do we believe what God has said? Do we believe what's written in the Bible? That Jesus is God and he died for our sins and was raised to life on the third day. Do you believe that? It's enough that the Bible says, and you can know the blessedness this morning that even though you haven't seen, you can, like Thomas, hear the words, do not be unbelieving. Do not be unbelieving this morning, but be believing and trust in Christ. All your sins will be forgiven. You will have peace with God. And when you die on this earth, you will go to be with the Lord forever. Do not be unbelieving, but be believing. Believing what God has said, just as they believed what Mark said.